So the first thing we hear is the intro, and here's the first four measures of it. What I do ahead of time is I build the chord that I'm going to. Because of the slide, it's going to make it hard to do the slide and then build the chord around the slide because the slide is done on the fourth finger. So what you need to do is start with finger two on the sixth string, seventh fret. Don't press it down, just place it there. Finger three will be on the third string, seventh fret as well. Once again, don't press it down, just have it riding there. But your fourth finger will be on the second string, seventh fret. Do hold it down. What will happen is I'll play the first string open, then I'll hit the second string, slide up two frets, and then I'll press down on the other two fingers. They're already in place. It's hard to do the slide and then try to build that chord around that fourth finger. It's just too difficult to do. So I go ahead and line up the fingers ahead of time. I only press down, though, on the one I want to hear. So after I hit that, I'll slide it up two frets, press down the other fingers, and now I'm ready to go. I'll hit the sixth, third, second, first, sixth. Then I'll take only the fourth finger off and put finger one on my second string seventh fret. Keep the other two fingers in the ninth fret. I'll play it, then the third string, which is still the ninth fret, and then the first string open. So far I have this. Now this next chord can be played a couple of ways. I usually thumb it, but you can also bar it. If you thumb it, your thumb will reach around the back of the neck to the 7th fret. Finger 3 will be on the 4th string 9th fret. Finger 2 will be on the 3rd string 8th fret. And then I need finger 1 on the 1st string 7th. If you can't thumb your guitar, what you do instead is you bar the entire 7th fret with finger 1 and still put finger 3 on the 4th string 9th, and finger 2 on the 3rd string 8th. Regardless of how you get it, when you do get it, play the 6th and 2nd strings together, then the 4th, 1st, 4th, 3rd, then reach out with your 4th finger to play the 2nd string 10th, then bring it back to the 9th and play it. So from this B chord, here in the 7th fret, we have this. Then from there, we go to this. Now, this is an easy chord to grab. It's the third finger on the fourth string seventh, and then my second finger is on the third string sixth. I'll play the fifth and first strings together, making this an A chord. Then I'll play the fourth string, and then I'll play the third and second strings together. I'll play the first string again, and then fifth, fourth, and pinch the third and second strings together. I'm going to move these two fingers up two frets, bring the thumb and around the back of the neck to the sixth string, seventh fret. If you can't do this, you'll have to use your first finger. But I do want to keep finger three on the fourth string, ninth, finger two on the third string, eighth, but I want the first two strings open. What will happen here is I'll play the sixth, which should be your seventh fret, fourth, third, second, and then I'll do what I did for the intro. Take everything off. And I'm going to put my fourth finger on that second string seventh fret along with the third finger on the third string seventh, but I'm not going to press it down. And then my second finger on the sixth string seventh. I'll play the first string open, hit the second string seventh, which I will press down, and then slide it up two frets. Keep it down because it ties over into the next measure. Let's take a look at that.